ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. Here are your hosts, Pete LaGrange, Justin Tyler, Alex Galvin!
Holy crap. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man in the booth, Boothman. Do we need to take the top of that again, Boothman?
Boothman.
Are we too loud? What's going on?
No, we're good.
Hey, we're good.
Take it easy on Boothman.
All right. No. Boothman, I just want to say, for those of you listening at home, we had a little bit of a rough setup today, and Boothman, we do this every week. Boothman is our hero of the week.
Yep. We choose one every week, and this
every week
it's Boothman.
Yeah, previous week it was...
Well, one time it was me.
Yeah,
one time it was Pete.
The week before it was Pete.
Oh, yeah, Pete doesn't ever...
I got it the week before.
Yep.
And the week before it was you.
It was me again, yeah.
And the week before that it was me.
Yeah. Keep swapping.
Yeah, it seems like mostly not Pete.
Well, definitely not Pete tonight because he doesn't have his Punisher slippers. For those of you listening at home, Pete always puts on little slippers with little Punishers.
Little.
They are little. You have little feet.
No, they're not.
They have your tiny feet. You know what they say? Little
Pete. 10 feet.
You know what they say? Little feet, bad taste in comic books. Is the classic phrase, I believe.
Yeah. Well, do you remember you saw that doctor and he classified them as baby feet?
Nope.
Yeah.
No,
baby Pete has baby feet, that doctor said.
Nope.
That witch doctor.
Yeah.
Hey, we should start the show.
Oh,
I guess we could.
What time is it?
Do you guys want to hear about an experience that I had in the elevator? Can I share that to you? It has nothing.
Yeah, sounds super exciting.
It has nothing to do with comic books, but I was riding down in the elevator from work, and a lady had a baby in an ergo that she was holding, you know, close to herself.
I hate all your baby stories.
And we were in the elevator.
Are you talking about a baby Bjorn?
Baby Bjorn. And she was holding the baby, and the baby was just, you know, making baby noises. And a guy in the elevator was like, "This is like The Hangover in here." And then everybody laughed, and then I killed all of them.
Nice.
That's it.
Was there a tiger eventually?
Yeah, all right.
And then Mike Tyson?
Yeah, where did Justin go?
There was music playing, so he went to go get that shut off.
This is a great show, you guys. Yeah. Guys, I'm very excited about the guest that we have. He is returning to the show, but in a different capacity.
Yeah.
You know him as the editor of Deadpool and many other fine comics from Marvel Comics, but tonight he is still going to be that, but he's also going to be our musical guest. Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan D. White!
Jordan D. White, welcome to the show. Welcome, please.
Jordan D. White.
Hi,
everybody.
Jordan D. White.
Oh,
hey.
For those of you listening at home, Justin has been here the whole time.
Yep, didn't go anywhere. Didn't
nope,
have to
absolutely
have an emergency.
Not. So, Jordan, we'll chat about comic book stuff in a second, but you released an album on Thursday.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I 100% did. I love to play the ukulele in my spare time.
The uke. Is that a cool way of saying it?
It is. That is the coolest way of saying the ukulele.
Just uking?
Yep.
Just uking it.
Uking all over the place.
Yeah.
Uking it.
Yeah.
Just a
Thursday,
little bit.
Thursday was April 18th, which was my 33 and a third birthday.
Oh, are we supposed to celebrate that?
I don't know what that means.
If you are,
I don't want to cast any aspersions, but that's as twee as playing the ukulele.
That's perfect because that's what I did in celebration of it. So I decided to put together an album of cover songs because I love doing cover songs, in celebration of the year of my birth, 1979. And so I went through all the Billboard number one hits for 1979, and I picked one from every month, and recorded a version of it and put out an album called 1979 at 33 and a third.
So what?
Oh, God, it's so dorky.
Yeah, pretty dorky. Pretty
That's
dorky.
Really dorky.
Dorky.
It's a lot of fun.
Up in here.
It's dorky, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Classic so ukulele opinion.
What were the top hits of 1979?
There are some terrible songs on there. it was a super disco-y era. So what do we got on there?
Donna Summer.
Definitely Donna Summer. Hot
Great.
Stuff I did by
Bee Gees.
Nice. Bee Gees, I did a song called Too Much Heaven. It was one I had never heard before, but I was like, all right, I'll go with it.
Too Much Heaven.
Spice Girls.
No Spice Girls. I wish.
No?
I only wish. Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
It was easier to be a pop
star.
No,
I don't, Rod Stewart.
Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Probably the worst song on there is a song called Pop Music by M.
M.
Pop with music.
Like from MI6?
Judi Dench.
That would have improved it.
Judi
so
Dench
much.
Did a very, just a rockin' song.
But there's some good ones.
Bond?
now made me forget all the good songs.
Wait, can I interrupt for something really quickly?
Sure.
Just the M thing made me remind me. I don't know if you guys heard this. The guy who plays Bronn on Game of Thrones. You watch Game of Thrones, right?
I watched the
show. The guy who plays Bronn on Game of Thrones was actually a pop star in the 70s or the early 80s. He was. If you look it up online, there's all these videos of him with bleached blonde hair shaking it and dancing and singing on a microphone.
When you say shaking it, I have no idea what you mean. Yeah.
You mean dancing to the music?
A friend of mine was shaking it the other day. Boy, did we have quite a dust-up.
We did.
It was a blast and a half. And
it
a third,
was.
I mean.
Wow.
Excuse me.
So, for you, what, if any, is there any intersection between your music and your comic book work, or do you like to keep them separate?
That's a very good question. How do they intersect?
The short answer would be no, though, right?
For the most part, yeah, no. But, I mean, they're both really creative things, and I love doing creative things at
all
times.
There was Deadpool the Musical.
I was going to say, we did do a little cover version of the songs from Deadpool the Musical at one point. Also, in the issue of Deadpool that comes out tomorrow, the Ooh. Very first page splash is a picture of inside of Deadpool's head with lots of, it looks like a Chuck E. Cheese with lots of little Deadpools running around.
Oh, man.
And so for the AR, for the Marvel AR of that, I recorded the theme song to Deadpool's Pizza Funhouse.
Wait, that's been an issue before.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think it was just you're thinking of you saw it in advance.
I saw it. I got the advance. Okay, my bad.
So that comes out tomorrow, and yeah, you can see. So you can hear me playing the ukulele and singing on that as well. Well,
wow. Cool. What a secret way to release like some music, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the ultimate secret song.
Yep, exactly.
It's in a comic book you take a picture of with your phone, and then you find
issue,
it.
By the way.
I'm glad you like it.
That's the one with on the cover, it's the ice cream truck falling on Deadpool.
Correct. That's Deadpool issue 8.
Yeah, that's an awesome issue.
I agree.
Great.
Well, let's talk about Deadpool. What is coming up in the title?
Well, issue 8 starts tomorrow. The second arc gets
It starts
off.
Tomorrow, but it's going to go all year long.
All right, you. It drops tomorrow.
Yeah, now you're a musician.
Like an ice cream truck.
Okay, that's not a
drop it like
that's
an
not
ice
a catchphrase.
Cream
people, yeah.
And it's the
yeah,
start
just
of the
Pete's trying to push his dad single, drop it like an ice cream truck.
Yeah, oh man, you should see what the LePage shuffle looks like. Maybe he'll do it later while Jordan's playing music at the end of the show.
Get my
that'd be amazing.
Yep.
But it's a fun arc. In this arc, a demon that Deadpool screwed over in the past comes back and says, "You owe me," and charges him with murdering a bunch of people who sold their soul for superpowers. So it's fun. Good time.
So it's fun.
What has the response been to Deadpool? I know at first people were like, "Oh man, you're bringing a bunch of comedians on. What are you doing, you jerk?"
Yeah.
But it seems like that's actually panned out nicely.
Yeah, I think so. It's doing very well. People seem to really like it a lot. The first arc definitely leaned heavily towards the extra silly with him killing the dead president, the resurrected evil presidents. This one, it's still going to hopefully be very funny. But
I just want to mention, if you're listening at home, now Pete's gone.
Yeah.
Now Pete's gone.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like a murder mystery.
This is fun.
We're going to go and get
stuff.
Don't worry. This is how it always goes.
You're going to kill me?
Huh? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Why would you jump to that conclusion, Jordan? Why would you say that on the mic? Why'd you say that?
I should have done it off the mic. You're going to kill me.
Yeah.
That was still on the mic.
Oh, that was still on the mic. Yeah, oh, man. I'm no good at this. All right. What were we talking about? Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Yep.
The comic.
The comic's doing really well. Brian Posehn and Jerry Duggan, they're both very funny guys, but they also know how to tell a story, and I think the second arc will show even more. There's other like emotional stuff going on because Deadpool has this woman who was sort of his friend who got killed, trapped in his head with him,
yeah,
and he's trying to get her out of his head. And
I hate that. All my ex-girlfriends are in my head.
Aww.
Well, that was sort of a way of bringing the voices back, right?
Yeah.
You guys took away his multiple narration boxes when Daniel Way left the title.
Which a lot of people were upset about.
Some people,
were you upset about
you know
it,
what? There's a split on that. I'll tell you, having worked on both the book before when Daniel Way was doing it and now, when Daniel was writing the book, we got lots of feedback saying, "What's with all these voices?" And then we got rid of the voices, and people going, "Where are all the voices?"
Wow. You can't please
there are
anyone.
Fans of both, there are fans of both sides.
Just well, like, I mean, comic fans have never been described as fickle. So to hear that is
unusual.
A true surprise.
Pretty unusual.
Yeah.
What else are you working on? You work in the X office, so you tackle a lot of stuff pretty much all the time, right?
That's true. I in addition to editing Deadpool, I'm editing Thunderbolts, which is also a pretty awesome book.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But there's a new
well,
team going to
yeah,
be coming
we did
up,
announce,
right?
We did announce that Dan Way is leaving the book.
Boo.
Which is, that's definitely a bummer. But this weekend at C2E2, we're going to be announcing
The new team.
Ooh, very exciting.
Is it going to be written by the Punisher and drawn by the Punisher?
Oh, man.
No, it's written by the Punisher and drawn by the Red Hulk. He's quite an artist.
Okay. He is amazing. Yeah, his talent bursts out right. just like his mustache.
And the angrier he gets, the more talented he gets.
Yeah, that's
very true.
Right, yeah.
But we also now
And you
know
wouldn't like me when I'm talented, is his catchphrase.
We also now know what Daniel Way's new project is going to be, right?
Well, he's doing... You'd have to talk to Dan about it. He's doing a...
Yeah, we'll talk to Dan about it.
No, no, let's talk to you about it.
No, we'll talk to Dan about it.
It's not a Marvel project. You're going to ask me about everything in the industry? I mean,
you're our guest. This is an interview portion.
You work in comic books.
We're going to talk about Aquaman next.
Yeah.
Dan Way's doing Aquaman, turns out.
Great.
What? Don't
no,
lie.
That's not true.
Oh.
Well, he's got a project, I think, called Gun Theory that he announced. And
Gun Theory. Very topical.
Well, Gun Theory is actually, it was an epic.
Oh, man.
Gun Theory was an epic series back in the day from Marvel when that was their premiere line.
From Marvel.
And I think he's rebooting it and bringing it back.
So what are you guys working on
that I've really been enjoying that I'm guessing not enough people have been reading is the Extermination crossover that you guys are doing?
Yeah.
So could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I'm not working on it, but I can certainly talk about it. Good.
See?
Good.
We can talk about
touchy.
It.
Way to get, yeah.
I don't work on anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Could you talk about things?
I
go to work and play my ukulele all
day. Any artist wants to talk about what they're interested in. So tell us about the mandolin. Is that a fair?
No, I don't play the mandolin.
Okay. He's the villain in Iron Man 3, I think.
That's fucked up.
No, Extermination, while I'm not working on the individual issues, I was there for the planning of it, and it was a lot of fun to work on when I was working on it. And from what I've seen, it's coming out great.
It's Age of Apocalypse, Extreme X-Men.
Extreme X-Men and
Astonishing
X-Men all crossing over in, like, world-shattering crossover.
Yeah, it's the thing that I like about that in particular is it's just ridiculously over the top.
Yeah.
The villains are these new guys that were trapped in a gap in the multiverse who are basically unstoppable. There's no way of killing them.
In a gap?
In a gap in the multiverse.
It was a baby gap. It was a very tiny gap. They were stuck.
Are you saying they call it a baby gap because it's a very small gap?
Yeah. Have you ever been in the clothes are small? The pizza, people
the
that work
down.
There are tiny?
Oh,
the pleats are small?
The pleats?
I said the pleats were small.
The pleats are small. The cargo short pockets are very tiny.
Yeah. Also, don't wear pleated pants.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're working on Thunderbolts, you're working on Deadpool. What else have you got in your roster?
I am working on, I'm taking over X-Factor, which there's also an announcement about that.
There's some big changes.
There are some big changes coming. I can't tell you anything.
Well, this was a question I wanted to ask you about.
Would you say people are going to be more excited or less excited
than
what they are now about it?
How excited are they right now?
Pretty excited.
You're pretty excited about X Factor?
No. But I'm just saying, like, if I'm pretty excited, would I be more excited after the announcement or less?
Whatever the announcement is,
you're going to be more upset.
Okay. And let's be honest, you don't read that book or care about it.
we're gonna replace all the characters in X Factor with Dr. Octopus.
Oh.
Wow. That is an awful move.
I don't
Why
know.
Are you clapping?
The people
Stop
want it.
Clapping.
That's what the people want.
Why is Superior Spider-Man selling well? Why is it selling well?
I love the idea.
It's a horrible comic.
I feel like
a shitty idea.
I feel like your greatest nightmare is having your opinions about comics just slowly fade away until you're the only one that thinks them. Like, what if the Punisher just slowly sales went down?
What?
No one. Everyone is like, we're over. As a society,
you mean
we've moved past.
What happened in general with the Punisher?
Like, what's happening with the Punisher in general? Like, it's like people don't care. It's like people.
You enjoyed the last Punisher.
I like Punisher. I'm saying, but people don't care. People leave their Punisher slippers at work.
No, fuck you. That was an. I was running here. I don't want to get into it.
Think of how you could have run you could have run so much faster in those slippers, those soft little Punisher slippers.
You shut your face.
Because you're wearing shoes like an
Jordan.
Asshole.
No, but seriously, why do you think Spectacular Spider-Man is selling better than real Spider-Man?
Well, seriously, talk about the same.
Superior.
You mean Superior
Spider-Man. No,
no, Spectacular Spider-Man.
Another book
back
I don't work
90s.
On. But that book I don't work on is doing well because
we know you don't work on it. It's a Marvel-related question.
Could you please state your name?
Jordan D. White.
Oh, that explains.
Well.
What a reveal.
Why do I think it's doing well? Because it's great. Because
why
it's
is it great?
All right?
It seems like
I would like to tell you more reasons why.
Good.
Because it's something people haven't seen
before. If you're just tuning
Spider-Man.
In, this is We Yell at Marvel Editors.
this is Pete yells at Marvel editors.
This is a book that I read because I'm a fan of it. I love it.
So I defend it.
I would maybe argue that we would be in competition for who's a bigger fan of Spider-Man, you and me. Because
ooh.
I really love Spider-Man. And I really love Peter
Parker.
I used to.
That being said.
How could we test
that? I love Peter Parker, I said.
Okay.
Which you still do.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
But I like to see him suffer.
Because you're a mean person?
Not because I'm a mean person. Because, first of all, I know he's fake. Second of all, because.
You mean he's not a real person?
Because I love to see him as a character overcome. And right now, he's facing the worst odds he's ever faced ever.
He's not facing anything. He's dead.
Dead.
How can you face anything when you're dead?
How's he going to come back from that
I feel like a teacher on a playground watching dorks argue.
That is what you're doing.
Yeah, no,
that's
I know.
That's our whole fucking show.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
There we go.
Usually I feel like a kid, though, that time.
Yeah.
Real mature.
Where can people pick up your album?
Yes, they can get it on the website Bandcamp. So if you go to castinwax.bandcamp.com, that'll get you to it. Or if you just search for Jordan D. White on Bandcamp, you'll find it as well.
All right, cool. Guys, we're going
to... Yes. I did want to say it's free. You can have it for free.
Oh, that's very nice.
Just us or everybody?
Everybody. Or you can give me money if you want.
Wait, there's some strings attached to it.
How do they give you money?
There's a little button you can push.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
A button?
Yeah, the money button.
It's steam powered.
It's on every keyboard,
button.
Duh.
Yeah.
There's a button, and if you push it, it rains money in Jordan's apartment.
Nickels and
awesome.
Dimes.
Guys, we're going to move on to our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hooray for the stack. Hooray forever for the stack, where we have chosen comic books that we particularly like this week, starting with Pete. Pete chose Daredevil End of Days number 7, the penultimate issue of Daredevil End of Days. Now, Pete, we talked about the first issue of this.
Yep.
It would make sense to wait and talk about the last issue of this, but you wanted to talk about the second to last issue of this. I have a theory why, but I'm curious to hear what you liked about this issue.
All right, so...
The Punisher was in this.
Why? You didn't even let me do it! You didn't even fucking let me do it!
Oh, busted.
Asshole.
That was your big reveal?
No.
How are you going to do it? You're going to be like, it was a nuanced journey.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
What do I say?
The Punisher was in it. No, you don't say the word nuance.
Yeah, I don't say or journey. My point, what I really find interesting about this story
is
how every issue somebody dies. It's a very dark story, and every issue, you know, Elektra, Bullseye, it's very sad and crazy. And I keep buying it every issue, being like, all right, this is the issue where it turns around and it's gonna be good. It's somehow gonna be an amazing story. And this story, you finally get to see the Daredevil. You're like, oh, he's not dead. He's alive. And then Ben Urich, the guy who's writing the story, trying to put all the pieces together, he dies, and it turns out that his son was masking himself as the Daredevil, and it's like, it keeps getting worse. And I'm like,
how can this be?
It's done in such a way that...
I gotta say, I agree with your choice. It's a great comic.
It is.
I can't believe you're reading this Daredevil End of Days going, there's going to be a bright, sunshiny ending
of this book. It's got to tie in somehow.
No. Daredevil, regular Daredevil, where they expect to keep publishing it forever, up until this most recent series, has been like the most depressing book ever.
Yeah.
That is a series where a superhero had a girlfriend who he like drove to suicide.
Yeah.
Like very few superheroes do that.
That's true.
And this is the last Daredevil story.
Yeah.
This is like, what if we ended it forever? Smiles, sunshine.
What if we ended it on smiles?
I guess I just hope against hope.
Well, you're a dreamer.
Yeah, you got
one more issue.
It could be all rainbows, flowers, and fuzzy bunnies in this last issue.
Yeah, I hope the last line is, you know what, Daredevil? You're all right.
Yeah.
That'd be
great.
Amazing.
Cool.
And then Punisher writes that.
Yeah. Punisher writes.
Yeah.
It puts a heart over the eyes because they're pen pals.
Yeah.
Well, I guess somebody's got to finish writing this story if Ben's dead.
Yeah, but the Punisher will be like, I take over now. I've got a creative writing grade.
He's writing that in crayon, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He, like, stabs his keyboard with a knife.
He's just,
Time for a new keyboard. Most of the issue is him going to the Apple store buying new keyboards.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to this one.
He's like, good thing I got Apple Care.
Sorry. Yeah. Listen, wait. Mr. Castle, your warranty doesn't cover this. I'm sorry.
Well, now I want the Punisher to have a war blog. Instead of a war journal, where he actually posts it online every time.
The war blog?
Punisher's live journal? You're the guy to pitch it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Punisher's live journal.
Oh, Punisher's war memes. How about?
Oh, that's pretty good.
We could just have some funny pictures.
That'd be great if he just does a Tumblr instead of it. He's like, screw the war journal.
Oh, I love Punisher's war Tumblr.
He does a little picture with a funny caption.
Yeah. ICANN has more bullets.
I would like
picture
to.
Picture of a dead gangster, and it just says all the feels.
Yeah. Well, there was one thing
he
I did want to.
He has no idea what we're talking about.
There's one thing I did want to say. Yeah. It's a little
He's
bit
like,
back.
Talk about 1950s stuff. I understand that.
I really enjoy the front letter that you've been doing on Deadpool. I didn't get to say it because I was away trying to get the sound off. But you've been doing a really hilarious job with it. So I
the
just
recap
wanted,
pages?
Yeah, the you've been doing the front page and then the recap page, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any old compliments for Alex or I you could share?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope. I just remembered why we were talking
Wait,
about.
Wait, you did have a compliment. You really liked his Hulk Dazzler story.
No, I did not say that.
I remember you
That's
saying
what
that.
I heard. It was between the lines, I think.
Nope.
Yeah, definitely. Very subtle.
This comic's very good.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we could talk about the last issue because I think we'll see how the whole central mystery ties
Oh, did I spoil something that maybe you wanted to talk about later? Oh, I'm sorry, you fucking asshole.
Whoa!
You know what I'm talking about, right?
It could be anything.
Constantine, you son of a bitch.
You mean Hellblazer.
Oh, when we reviewed Constantine number one that came out a couple of weeks ago?
Hellblazer, yeah.
Right. Well, we reviewed Constantine number
one
back when we were
Constantine
babies.
Constantine the movie.
And then we reviewed the last issue of Constantine when Pete was off in Hawaii.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking some sand or whatever he was doing.
Wow. Wow, this is definitely the vulgarest episode.
That is what you called your trip, is the sand fucking.
Two weeks
of sand fucking.
Yeah, for like months he was talking to this sand online, and he was like,
He carried a mason jar of sand with him over the weeks leading up to it.
God. Let's talk about your pick.
Great, yeah, we really explored that issue.
It's a great comic.
Age of Ultron, number 6, also from Marvel Comics. So, yeah. Justin, you have... I don't know if you've hated this series, but you haven't particularly liked this series.
True.
This series has been sort of just a meandering sort of mess, I've thought, so far, where all these characters in this post-apocalyptic world that is in present day.
The present.
Present. We've made a huge point where Ultron's taken over. Everyone's depressed. Captain America is like
crying.
Very sad.
His shield was broken.
Yep. They decide to go back in time and forward in time, two teams. And this issue is sort of we follow Wolverine and the Invisible Woman who go back in time because they're going to kill Hank Pym before he invents Ultron. And then the other team goes in the future to try to solve the problem that way. And
just very quickly, because Ultron is attacking from the future.
Right,
so they go to the future.
Yeah.
Other people go to the past.
And this issue had a nice... I guess I don't want to spoil it. Which team sort of succeeds and which a team truly fails.
I want to spoil it.
No, don't. And it was really... it was really cool to see a team just fail. You never see superheroes like really fail as hard as in this. And it set up sort of an interesting turn in the story, which I'm actually excited to see.
Yeah. There is, I will say, gorgeous art in this series.
Yeah.
The Brian Hitch on the first couple of issues. I think this is Brandon Peterson in this issue.
Yep.
Yeah, he does an amazing, amazing job.
Yeah.
So this is a very good-looking series.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And
Pete, what did you think about it?
I thought it was very interesting. I'm going to spoil it because I want to talk about what happened.
Well, good.
I was very excited that Wolverine got to kill somebody. I thought that was awesome.
You were very excited?
Yeah, it was great.
It's
like,
weird.
Everybody...
You've never seen him pop a claw into somebody?
No, because they always do it. And then he's like, oh, I really want to do this. This would be great. And we never get to see what happens if he does. They always don't do it.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait,
he kills people always.
He kills people all the time.
No. They get to that thing of like, oh, let's kill Baby Apocalypse or let's go back in time. And
they did kill Baby Apocalypse.
Yeah, but Wolverine didn't do it.
And then he went back in time and he killed somebody. So those are two examples of when he did that.
Oh, man.
I just thought it was a fun choice.
He just liked him killing someone who you knew.
Well, what would be the possibility of doing a series where you just line up a bunch of characters that people kind of know, and Wolverine just chops their heads off?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah?
I think that would sell.
But how doable would that be?
Wow. The thing about head chopping off is pretty gross.
Well, like, can we get creative?
Can we do it like semi-off panel?
Yeah, just start like the panel here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, somebody right gets their head chopped off right here. Yeah. And we can. It happens on panel, but it's in shadow.
Does Captain America's head get blasted off?
Yeah, dude,
off
look
there?
At his head.
Yeah, it gets blasted off.
Oh, man.
We really spoiled the ending of this whole thing.
Yep. Yeah, gross. Ultron blasts Captain America's head off.
Right off. And those little, those little wings carried it right up to heaven.
You got no.
Those little wings carried his head right up to heaven.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah. It's a backup plan.
Cool.
All right. Well, I mean, but here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
So, like, this is the part that's different between this and, you know, you can compare it to the whole, would you go back in time and kill Hitler?
Right.
The difference here being, well, but hold on.
Wait, no one is asking you.
Nobody's asking
I
that.
Thought
the difference
were.
Here is, like, would you go back in time and kill someone?
Yes.
Wait. You would just kill anyone?
Would you go back in time and kill Alex?
Yep.
Would you go, wait, okay, well, let's pick someone you like. Would you go back in time and kill the Punisher?
No, you can't kill
wait,
the Punisher.
Wait, what do you mean, why not?
Would you go back in time and kill Mother Teresa?
Like, this is him
why
going back in time to kill someone.
I don't know.
Good.
What if she takes over the world?
Okay, then yes.
Because something that a good person does leads to something bad. So they're, yeah. So Wolverine goes, I'm going to go back in time and kill someone who's a good person who doesn't
they're
necessarily
friends.
Deserve it.
Yeah. They in the comic, they do a comic book talk show together. Wolverine and Hank Pym.
Oh,
so
man.
It was especially weird.
I mean, that's got to be very satisfying for Wolverine to finally be able to kill somebody he does a podcast with.
Yeah. Wow.
It's true.
I think we should move on. Okay. Let's move on.
Too close to home?
Yeah, it hits a little bit too
Alex
close
is
to home.
Panicking over here. All this talk about going back in time. Well, we should tell you, Pete's time machine research is going very well. He's this close. Yeah. He's this close.
Yeah.
It's based
really
on drinking a lot and taking a long nap.
I'm picturing the door of his lab clearly says Pete's time research, and all of the S's are backwards.
Yeah. All the S's are backwards. It's him with
kind of like Bizarro in that way.
It's him just trying to set the clock on his VCR because he still has a VCR.
I want to move on with my pick, Danger Club number 5 from Image Comics. I don't know if you had any of you guys reading this.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't really like this series when it started off. The idea of it was that all of the superheroes had left Earth. All of the sidekicks were left on Earth. And they were, for some reason, trying to kill the president of the United States. It has taken me several issues to get into this.
Four.
But it's been a slow burn,
yeah.
I think. I actually started to really like it around the third issue or so. Oh. But this fifth issue is great. Really kicks it into high gear. I think part of the reason is it throws you into the middle of the story. A lot of stuff has already happened. There's a lot of character relationships that are already established. And it's taken me about 5 issues to really understand who the characters are.
Yeah.
But there's new twists to this issue that I don't necessarily want to spoil or ruin. The art, in particular, by Eric Jones is gorgeous.
Really good art, yeah.
I think it's like on the level of a Steve McNiven or maybe even a Frank Quitely or something like that.
I would sort say, of like,
it reminds me of Frank's work a little bit.
Yeah,
it reminds me of McNiven's work. Very like sort of clean. And
it's very clean. And if you're looking for a new comic to follow about superheroes with ultra-violent sidekicks attacking the president of the United States, check this out. What do you guys think about it?
Yeah, I really like this issue. Very cool. I only read the first issue on this one, and I didn't feel completely lost. I mean, obviously, there were some holes, but this was a really powerful issue, very cool, very interesting, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, one of the other things that I want to mention about it, these first 5 issues have basically been a nonstop action sequence. There's been no time to breathe, and that's one of the other things that I think has been hard about jumping right into it, so I'm glad that I stuck with it, because it's been hard to pick up on the characters because they're constantly fighting.
Yeah.
But in a way that emphasizes their character.
Is this the end of an arc or anything? Or?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
I think it is. I mean, I haven't read any issue besides this one, and I really liked it, and I feel like you can get on board. If the other ones are sort of not necessary, I'd say you could pick this issue up and really enjoy it. Because it's dealing with a lot of characters. Like, the president is basically a Captain America type character that comes back from the war and then slowly goes crazy.
Or maybe a little bit more evil.
Definitely that. and then there's the one of the main characters is like a Bucky type character, and then you meet all these other ones as it goes on. So it's definitely stuff you can jump on with if you know comics.
Absolutely. So definitely pick that up. And that's it for the stats.
Woo!
Yay! All right. It's time for our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to go over to the always pleasant, always awesome Hero of the Week.
Hero of the Week.
Hero of the Week.
Boothman.
Yay, Boothman.
Overs.
Boothman, what's going on with those questions?
He's coming through? Yeah, this is coming through.
Great.
All right. So I got some questions.
Love them.
Okay, cool.
I'm having a great day.
Because you're the Hero of the Week.
Whoa.
We got questions still coming in.
Questions still coming in. I'm going to read that one first. If any of Brian Posehn's stand-up bits... Oh, are there going to be any of Brian Posehn's stand-up bits in any of the Deadpool issues?
Yeah, are we going to see an issue of Deadpool that has no Deadpool and is just stand-up? Just
Brian. Yeah, especially Brian Posehn doing
stand-up. Yeah. Controversial.
We are, but we're not going to draw it. We're going to film it like a video and release it under the name Brian Posehn on Netflix.
Oh, cool.
Oh, smart.
Smart.
You're going to release a comic that's not even a comic.
Right.
Oh, but you should do a thing... Goal. You should do a nice. You should do a thing where you like book him into stand-up venues around the country and just have him sort of tour around and do that.
That would be an interesting kind of comic.
And then charge
it would be like a stand-up comic.
Yeah, like a stand-up.
What you should do,
and then
is...
he would plug Deadpool that every show he does.
That's pretty good.
Right, but yeah. There's actually no Deadpool comic.
No,
he
yeah,
says,
no.
"Hey, check out Deadpool," but it's just his stand-up.
Right.
You know, we better do a Deadpool comic too.
But it's still,
that's
a
great idea. You should do it. You know what, Jordan? You should do a Deadpool comic.
Okay.
Copyright Justin
That's a good
Tyler.
Idea.
Copyright JT Sizzle.
Wait, did you just copyright Deadpool?
I did.
Oh, we're screwed.
Did you? Marvel probably didn't copyright it at this point, right?
I don't know if we thought of it.
Well, I own
Deadpool.com. I think tomorrow you need to march into Axel Alonso's office and say, you know, we're Marvel Comics. Comics are funny. Let's make these
so far
funny.
So good.
Right.
And then you slap him and he does whatever you say.
Can I put a pie in his face instead? That's funny.
Ooh, that's funny.
That's very comical, yeah.
And I'll say, I see what you mean.
See, I just edited your idea.
It felt weird. That it felt like weird in the editing you. Yeah, it was really
great.
Weird.
I think we really answered your question. Raise your hand if you asked that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Which superhero is most likely to get fat and open a restaurant when he gets old?
Wolverine.
Get fat and open a restaurant?
Yeah, it has
you
to be.
You think Wolverine?
Both.
Yeah.
Really?
You think his healing factor will keep him from getting fat?
Probably, actually.
Yeah.
How does he not waste away into nothing with his healing factor?
Wait,
because
it keeps him
at peak.
Why would his healing factor make him
I don't know. Well,
waste
here's
away?
Actually a better question.
Okay.
Why is super muscly your peak physical form?
Because you can do the most stuff?
I don't know, but like, is over-muscled really the best for you?
Alex, this sounds like some insecurities that you want to talk about.
I'm saying I'm getting fat.
Well, I don't know if you guys know, Alex used to be super jacked, and he was like, I'm over-muscled. Let me just go back to, let me just sit here.
I think my healing factor isn't working,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, something's wrong with your healing factor. It's not.
Yeah, I keep eating all these bacon cheeseburgers, and my healing factor doesn't take care of it.
Doesn't eradicate.
I would say Nick Fury.
He's going to get fat and open a restaurant?
He's going to get fat and then open a restaurant.
Oh, you're thinking of Guy Fieri, I think. Because that's true. Check out Times Square. I don't know. Well, it's got to be someone who like sort of doesn't really give a shit.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Probably Spider-Man, right? Because Dr. Octopus is in the brain now.
Oh, right.
So he'll get a little fat and open a restaurant.
Yeah, great calamari.
Calamari place.
Oh, great calamari.
Superior calamari.
Dr. Doom's got to do something, you know. He runs. He has management experience. He runs a country. He could really
Doom
keep
bots could work in the kitchen.
He could really keep the waiters in line. Doom bots are running the kitchen.
If Ben Grimm did that, would he get like fat rockiness? Would he just become like more boulder like?
I'm all rocks. Somebody
you know
help
who
me.
Would be amazing at running a restaurant is
who?
Purple Man.
He would just tell you how good it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Everything
like, why don't
I made
you
was
buy
great.
The most expensive thing on the menu? And you would say, absolutely, Purple
and then
Man.
Why don't you just pay without me cooking it? Great.
Yeah. And then he'd say, thank you for the money. Leave.
And tell your friends.
And you'd be like, I'm kind of hungry, but that was a really good restaurant. Mm-hmm, I'm going to tell my friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how most real restaurants work, really.
Wow, Purple you're probably, going to the wrong places.
What? Purple Man probably Tasting is menu. Fat. And he just goes, draw me like I'm thin.
He probably says, draw me like one of your French girls.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Cool. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Are there any plans to have a hidden Marvel AR section in the book?
A hidden one? Technically, there already have been. There's been a few. I know that.
Hidden ones?
Yeah. There was a hidden letters page in one of the Spider-Man books. Was that in Spider-Man 700?
How do you hide a page?
Did it have the AR logo next to it?
No, it was hidden. That's
oh, really? It was totally hidden.
It was on the last page. It was either...
Why would you do that?
It was Amazing Spider-Man 700 or it was Superior Spider-Man number one, where they just put it as a surprise. And they were like, welcome to the hidden letters page or something like that.
Well, I didn't want to say this earlier, but I am actually a hidden AR. Oh. I have AR hidden all over me.
Wow.
I'm covered in hidden AR.
You just want people to point their phones at you, right?
Yeah, I
want to
get some snapshots. All my selfies are doing nothing for me. You don't like that term?
No, I don't. Whenever somebody says selfie, I think of the word selkie. Do you guys know what Selkies are? Selkies are Irish Celtic skin changers. Oh, they're seals that turn into humans.
Great.
What?
You know what I mean.
Where did you find that? How did one person in the audience know that? What is that from?
What is that from?
What is that from? Mythology?
Okay,
really?
Cool. Which mythology? Say Norse?
No, Celtic, right? Celtic? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
she knows
Boston,
what I'm talking
like
Celtics.
The Boston Celtics, yeah.
Yeah, the Boston Celtics made up a bunch of mythology, and one of the things was
Celtics. I've seen them turn into seals after a terrible loss.
Well, I was just going to say, I have my Marvel AR puppet of my cat with me, so we could do a secret AR right now. I don't know.
Let's do a secret AR. Everybody point your phones at this if you're listening at home. And it'll here
totally
we go. This is a secret Marvel AR.
Okay, my name is Skate White. This is the secret origin of Comic Book Club. Like, one day, Justin was walking down the street, and he was like, hey, dudes, I'm pretty cool, and I read comic books.
Oh, man, this actually happened.
Yeah.
This actually happened.
And then Pete was like, serious? Because I'm pretty cool, and I read comic books.
That part's not true.
Wait, that's true. And then Alex was like, hey, what are the odds? Because, like... me too. The end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's really nice.
There you
that
go.
Was better than the real origin story.
Guys, you can
pretty
throw
close.
Out your phones now because you don't need them anymore. You're
we're all done. Everyone's
cool.
Done.
Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
What comic character would you want as a wingman / wingwoman on a Saturday night?
Ooh, Saturday nice. Night, not Friday night.
No, Friday night.
Saturday night.
Okay.
Saturday.
I'm a little... I mean, I've been married for a really long time, so I'm a little poor on the terminology. What exactly makes a good wingman?
Well, I'll tell you. No, they have to be a little bit less. They have to be worse looking than you.
Okay. What?
Wow.
Yeah, little bit. Because if he or she is better looking than you, then they're a terrible. Then you're their wingman. Right. Little newsflash.
But if it's a girl that's very attractive, that makes you look good because you have good company. Oh.
Yeah, true. If it's the opposite sex.
Right.
None of us are girls.
Yeah, true.
No.
I don't know if I...
I knew that about us.
Oh, okay. I mean, we hadn't confirmed that, but that's true. less good looking as you.
Okay.
And then just like willing to talk to someone who is not interesting for a long time.
Okay. Ooh, let's see. Who's like that in a comic?
So very charitable.
I'm totally blanking his name. Is it Leapfrog?
Yeah, I think so.
That's
right?
A person.
Yeah, Leapfrog, Frogman? Spider-Man's buddy who's always hanging around
with him. He's always messing up.
Yep.
Not
bad.
Why? Because he would be... He's just stupid.
See, I feel like he's kind of stupid. Like, he'd be like, to hang out with whoever.
I think you're selling yourself short because I think he's way too far below you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's really
super,
nice.
Super, super lame.
Yeah. So what do you think? Like Captain America
or
whatever?
Yeah, right below you.
Yeah,
perfect.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great. There we go.
Hulk. Hulk could be a great wingman.
What? So you'd be like, look at this guy smashing.
Audience says no way.
Yeah. This guy's got anger problems.
I don't have anger issues.
This guy's got some real issues.
We should go somewhere else. Am I right?
Yeah. Hulk, jump on grenade. Play it cool, hot shot. Yeah.
That's the best.
Pete, what about you? Who would you take as a wingman?
I mean, that's the best answer.
It seems like the best answer to me would be like Mystique because she could make sure she was
that's pretty good.
Yeah, but she would steal. She would
that's
fuck
true.
Everybody.
That's true. You're right.
She'd be like, I have penises everywhere.
What? Why are you? That's
You're
not
the one who said that.
That's not
You're,
part of
you
her power set.
Said that.
She can't make penises appear out of nowhere.
Well, no,
oh, I'm sorry.
He means growing out of her body.
Yeah, huh?
He means growing out of her body.
Did anyone order a pizza, literally?
I wish I had. That's amazing.
No, I'd love some pizza.
I can't.
But I didn't order it. This show
You we guys, got some crazy oh, shit man. Happening.
I wish Wait, I ordered that pizza.
Very quickly, if
guys,
you're listening,
can we do that next time?
If you guys are listening at home, if you ordered pizza,
it's here.
Please email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com and we'll send you your pizza.
Oh, I accidentally sent it to the podcast.
Oh, no. All right. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. We have any more questions, Boothman? All right. Okay, we're going to do lightning round.
Our hero has a case of the giggles.
I don't know if I'm laughing or crying.
That's good. Well, that means you're a real hero.
This is going to be the best question
All right, is
ever.
This the lightning round?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you mind if I just answer them all?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, maybe over email then.
Sorry.
What have we ever actually done a lightning round?
Yeah. What is the deal with the new Fables video game? Does anyone know anything about it?
Ooh. I'm excited about it.
I would check Google.
All right, so that's a no. All right, will we see Lady Deadpool anytime soon?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah?
All right,
there you go.
This really?
Is wait. When are we going to see
In
Lady Deadpool?
Dreams.
Well, I can't tell that. Wait, actually, no, I can. It's been announced. Lady Deadpool definitely is on the cover and therefore will probably be on the inside and is on the inside of Deadpool Kills Deadpool.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
What about
so be
Headpool and Dogpool?
They are in it as well.
Oh, great. Raise your hand.
Nice. Raise your hand.
Why would they raise your hand?
I'm raising it.
Hey, guys, raise your hand.
Would you take... I'm not going to be able to pronounce this correctly, but would you take Mr. Mixalox?
Mixius Pedelec, guys.
There's
come
not
on.
A single...
Mixalplex.
It's not Mixalplex.
No!
Powers, yes, if you had his weakness, would you take it?
No.
Of course!
Of course.
You would.
Oh,
what?
This
no,
is,
if you have the you, weakness, it's the
on.
Worst weakness of all time.
I just want to clarify.
It's easy to not say all your right. name.
Can I just...
Apparently not.
Hold on.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Please. Sure.
I think there's a little bit of context for
there
this
is.
Question. The context for this question is there is a very famous episode of, is it Judge John Hodgman?
How famous,
Alex? Very famous episode.
So
very
famous.
Of Judge John Hodgman's
where
podcast.
Jordan D. White
That's
over
me.
Here...
Yep.
Was actually tricked into saying his own name
well,
backwards.
Hold on.
Or maybe he wasn't.
It was my middle name, but the ruling was that it did count, but it no longer counts. It's only my first name that counts now. And that is my weakness. If I say my first name backwards, I will give you $5 if you can get me to say my first name backwards.
Okay, watch
what
out.
What is your first name backwards?
I'm not going to.
Close, so close, Pete.
Wow, Pete goes right for the jugular.
Yeah. Well, sound it out, but I'm not going to do that for
that's
you.
That's really funny. That happened so fast, I didn't even believe it to be true.
Well, I think that was why he thought it might work. But
that's really funny.
So basically this question is, would I like Mr. Mixius Pedelec's powers? Which the answer is yes.
Yeah, he does everything, right?
He can do anything.
Yeah, sure. But yeah.
Would you like to be as annoying
Dude,
as him, though?
Yeah, but
I'm almost there.
Is that his real weakness?
Eventually someone would trick you, though.
No, yeah, first of all, okay.
Eventually, yes, they would win.
Sure. Let's say that that's true.
Right.
Let's say that that's true. First of all, he only goes back for 3 months. Second of all,
oh,
that's
what
a
are
vacation.
The odds? What are the odds someone's going to trick you? Just don't say that. 30 days. Okay, so I was even.
Wow.
Was even
so that's even.
That's even
where
worse.
Does he go?
Hell? The sixth dimension. Huh?
And what, can you, like...
Fifth dimension?
Is that just...
Fifth dimension. No, it's the fifth dimension.
Oh, man.
Where he can do Jake, whatever
guess what,
he wants.
Jordan?
Yeah, fifth
this
dimension
dude is
really
the new editor.
Nice
he's totally right. replacing you.
And the only reason he comes into our dimension is to screw with Superman. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. Well...
So there you go.
Very exciting.
Right.
Thanks,
Great. But his name
thanks.
Is pronounced Mixius Pedelec, just so you know.
Really?
Thanks.
Yes. Mixalplac. Right?
No.
Thanks, Nadraj.
I saw it on a cartoon.
You can say it.
I'm not saying... I know I can say it. I know I can say it.
Good.
Yeah, fine. Good. We're great.
Justin, shut up.
Okay.
Why did two of you... This question's so confusing, and you'll understand why. Why did two of you coordinate plaid shirts? There's only one.
Yeah.
Wait, was that a question from Pete? Because Pete mentioned that earlier.
I did mention it earlier because I thought it was crazy that you guys were both wearing plaid.
Who? Let me be honest. I was wearing plaid earlier for the astute observer. But I got a little warm because it was a long-sleeved shirt.
Also, you and Alex were doing a reproduction of Forever Plaid, right?
Yeah. No, it's just a production.
Did you say a production?
It wasn't a reproduction. It was a production.
I didn't credit
we
you.
Really
I didn't think
hard.
It was that good, so I was kissing yeah. it.
We were trying very hard, but unfortunately, we just couldn't reproduce
Forever Plaid. It's hard to do it. It was just the
that
two
got
of us.
Creepy fast.
Right. Did it? Any more questions, Boothman?
Last one. How do you pronounce Nadroj?
I don't.
That's it for your audience questions. Thank you, Nadraj.
Thank you, Nadraj.
All right, guys, we're going to turn to our next section, which we like to call The Week in Geek.
Yeah.
Woo. Here we go. First thing to talk about, this was released earlier today. Thor 2, The Dark World. Actually, just Thor, The Dark World teaser trailer was released.
Yeah.
I think we've all seen it several times at this point.
At this point.
So, Boothman's giving a big thumbs up right in the back.
What are you talking
about? What's wrong with you?
What was the, it was the movie. He was just running around, and then it's like, let's go here. And then there was a guy who's like, oh, I'm scary. And he's like, hey, Loki, why is your hair so long?
That's what our lives are like. That's like a slice of life.
That's not what happened.
You missed the part where he caught his hammer.
He sounded like me. Anybody else think that?
What?
I want to frame this in. This is a teaser trailer, so it's basically supposed to let you know this is happening.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Boothman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you guys think about this?
Yeah, he's the hero of the week.
Oh, right.
I'll say Thor is my favorite Marvel movie.
Wow.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What?
So I'm pretty excited.
Above the Avengers?
You say the most fucked up shit. What the hell, man?
Above the Avengers.
You like Thor better than Avengers?
I'll argue at least the first third of the Avengers is pretty boring.
Whoa.
You know what? You're boring.
Wow. You're boring.
You're pretty boring.
The first third of me might be pretty boring.
Yep, all the way up to your mid-thighs. All the way up to your mid-thighs, you're terribly boring.
And then, that's fine. I'll deal with that.
All right.
Shit gets crazy right in the middle.
It does. And by the top, there's like a bunch of guys on a ship, and there's a zooming shot, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, rank the Marvel movies.
Rank the Marvel movies?
Oh, shit.
All right. Okay, I'll do it real quick.
Yeah.
Avengers.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Probably.
Then we got Thor, Captain America, Iron Man 2.
You really would put Thor above Cap?
Yeah.
I like Cap more, I think.
I think rewatching Cap, the first half of Captain America is great.
You can't fucking do that.
No, but here's the
problem. The whole movie.
No, the best movie would be the first half of Captain America.
No, it wouldn't be. Of Avengers.
It would be, though. Hold on. Shut up. Here's the thing. I will say that the first half of Captain America is awesome right up until they rescue Bucky and he really becomes Captain America.
The first five minutes
of Thor suck, and then the rest of it is great.
Well, you guys forgot Incredible Hulk.
The last act of Iron
Man
sucks. The last act of Iron Man is not particularly good.
I agree with you. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. You can't cut a movie up into a piece.
Sure you can.
You can't be like the first half
you
of this sandwich
if you
was
check
terrible.
Out my fan edit at youtube.com/alexdoesfanedits.com.
That's not a real site.
His favorite movie is the movie he made of just Nick Fury scenes from every movie.
Oh, man, that's the best.
Wait,
I love seeing smarmy Samuel Jackson.
Back talking about
there's a lot of me playing Nick Fury in that movie.
Pete. Best Marvel movie is Thomas Jane's short film.
Punisher, right?
What he does with a bottle of Jack Daniels, my friends.
Great. That was really good to get your thoughts on the Thor of the Dark World.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah,
sure. Pete, what did you like about it, and what are you concerned about? I don't know.
I thought it was a great teaser to get me excited. I mean, it's not till November, which was the saddest part. When it says November, I was like, damn, that's a long time away.
Yeah,
I might be dead by then. Yeah,
we could all be dead. Yeah. But...
Honestly,
my favorite
Pete
part
could be
was
dead by the end of this podcast. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we know.
Oh,
we
man,
don't know.
That would, thanks a lot. Well, my favorite part was the hammer coming across, and then he just gets on planet. That was fucking believable.
Yep.
Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that happened.
I could not believe.
I was really
You know what? I'll tell you.
When Thor was in the trailer, and then they brought up the titles, and it was Thor, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, I didn't believe any of it. The fact that I was watching it on a laptop, I couldn't even believe that that's a thing.
Can I tell you? None of it's real.
What?
None of it's real. That's why you don't believe it.
I believe in everything.
Hold on. I was looking through that little window several times, and I saw Thor doing some stuff, and I said hello, and I think he said hello back.
he said hello, Alex.
All right. If he said hello.
What did you guys think of it?
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I thought it was cool. It looks cool.
Yeah.
It looks
great.
Bigger. I think that was a lot of people's concern with the first movie is it felt very small. I will say that's one of the things that I actually liked about the first movie.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that they're raising the stakes across the board. I feel like this movie clearly could not have happened without Avengers.
Yeah.
You could have
had Thor. Or Thor for them.
Or well, the first
what
Thor.
I mean is you couldn't have had gigantic ships attacking London without alien armies attacking New York in Avengers. It wouldn't have made sense in the same way in the Marvel movie universe.
I would have bought it.
I would have bought it too.
Yeah?
I think it was cool to see who I assume is
Malekith. Yeah.
He was pretty cool looking.
I like the look of it. Yeah, I feel like having in the comic books he has that split face.
Yeah. Yeah.
One side is black, one side is white. I feel like he has a scaly face like in the movie. I feel like it works.
Yeah.
I like it.
Immediately after the trailer, Google searched him and then saw the old like 80s stuff of him. Pretty cool.
And he was in a arc of Incredible Hercules.
He sure was. That was a great comic.
He sure was. Yeah.
He was in the arc where Hercules dresses up like Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
That was awesome.
That was pretty funny.
Great stuff. Check it out, people. All right, let's move on to the next thing. This was revealed by our friends over at Newsarama earlier today. Mm-hmm. But Daredevil is back with Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disney.
So there you go. That's great. They're going to sit on it for a couple of years and nothing will happen. I'm pretty excited. Awesome.
Yeah. Pretty excited. I can't wait for them to not make another movie. Well,
maybe.
But what do you guys think? What do you want to see? What do you want to see out of Daredevil? Do you want to see Daredevil movie? Do you want to see a Daredevil TV show? Do you want to see him just show up in the Avengers and be like, I have a horned head?
Yeah. I think a Daredevil, I mean, a Daredevil TV show as like a sort of law procedural, sort of like Law and Order, where the second half is superheroes instead of cops, is really fun. That would be a great show.
That would be cool.
Like Law and beating the shit out of people.
Right.
Yeah, like the real Law.
That's a great title.
Yeah, thank you.
Medium. You don't usually want shit in your title.
Don't you?
I mean, I'm just speaking as a citizen and not as a Marvel representative when I say this. But, yeah, I think Daredevil TV show would be amazing. Like, I want that.
Are you
so
hinting
badly
at something?
No, that's what I'm saying.
He's
not
speaking
at all.
As a citizen.
It seems like maybe you were setting it up.
You heard it here first. No, Jordan D. White.
Jordan D. White of Marvel.
Representative of
Daredevil.
Daredevil
TV show.
Head of Marvel movies.
Citizen Marvel, they call him.
Yeah. And guys, this is the audition. One of you is getting the role.
Oh, my God. I will kill everybody in this room.
I'm a classically trained actor. That was a bad audition.
Really?
That was a bad mic. That wasn't a high five first off.
Wait, let's go to Raw. I'll go first.
Go down the line. That's fine.
I can't see anything.
Right?
Pretty good.
Where's my sight?
That. I can't follow that.
Where's my sight?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's solve crimes.
Justin, I hear you're classically trained.
I'm a classically trained actor. Okay, ready? I'm Batman. Oh, shit. I blew that.
Oh, no.
You blew it. I blew that.
All right, Pete, your turn. Pete.
Has anyone seen my seeing eye, Doc?
Oh.
That made everyone so sad.
I think
not a character.
I think Pete got it.
Yeah!
Oh, wow. Good luck. So, I look forward to seeing that film. Or, I mean, TV show.
TV show. No, you're still going to get a role, just not the lead.
In the first 50 minutes, he gets blinded, and the next 45 minutes are him just sitting there sad.
Where's my
looking for his dog.
Yep.
I want you to play Gladiator.
Done.
And I want you to play Stick.
Nice.
Stick?
Gladiator?
Yeah.
Like the Russell Crowe character?
No.
Yeah. It's a crossover.
Yeah. I'm going to be an American Gladiator.
I'll be a stick.
Right. You're going to be
some sort of stick that's like.
It's like a stick. Actually, it's a stick bug, but I didn't want to get too deep.
I love it.
Good. You're an animated
great.
Stick
next bug. Thing. This has been out for a while, but we didn't get a chance to chat about it last week.
No.
The Man of Steel trailer hit.
Yeah.
Nice. You guys have
Superman.
I assume, like me, watch this literally every single day, 5 times a day, crying to yourself like Booth Man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sweet. Great. So we don't need to talk about it.
No,
what did you guys think?
I really liked it a lot better than the trailer that was released before the teaser.
I don't think you like teasers.
I like the Thor teaser. I thought this really
I just
got
want
me
to
excited.
Interrupt. Superman Returns is the best Superman movie.
What
Why would you
the
say
fuck?
That?
I think we could all agree.
You're
with
just
that.
No, so
you're
controversial.
Your sideburns are mad
Superman
at you for that
3.
One.
Yeah, they're rebelling against the rest of your face.
They clearly are.
I was talking earlier about Man of Steel, the idea that Man of Steel will be the sort of the first movie similar to Iron Man set up Avengers. This starts setting up Justice League with a post-credit scene where it's like whoever's getting the Justice League together. And
Nick Fury.
Yeah, Nick Fury's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Would you guys mind forming a team?
Sure.
Yeah. But talking about the differences between how the Avengers came together and Justice League, the possibilities of that, and it seems, I don't know if it's a real possibility.
Why couldn't it be?
Because the Justice League, well, first off, you've got, it's a much sort of sterner tone in the DC movies so far. The Batman, the Superman, Man of Steel looks very like, sort of sad the whole time.
But the Batman movies, they're not going to connect those ones up, are they?
No, I know, I think the tone has been set.
They're almost definitely not.
Yeah.
But on the 50th watching of the Man of Steel trailer, I started thinking about Christian Bale Batman could interact with Henry Cavill Superman, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And that would be cool, and I would probably, like, cry in the theater.
Yeah, I would too.
But is that fun? What would the movie, what would the Justice League movie be like with like Nolan's production company producing? It's just like everyone's mad all the time. Yeah, Aquaman probably. Shows up, he's like, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I would actually love to see him, and I know this is something they've talked about a bit, but I would love to see a Batman Superman movie.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's a great idea.
That a Justice amazing. League movie, I think, just to start off, build it up even slower. Don't exactly take the Marvel method to it.
Yeah,
I think that would be awesome.
I think
and
that is much
news
smarter.
Came out today. This is a little bit of a rumor, but that Zack Snyder and David Goyer wrote Man of Steel, Zack Snyder's directing it, are on board for a Justice League movie of
that
some sort.
That is a rumor. That's too much of a rumor to even bring up.
I oh, did wow. not even
you
bring it up.
Well, rumor police
I will
over
mention,
here.
Here's what I would love. What would be awesome for the last scene of Man of Steel is Amanda Waller or whoever comes out is like, Superman, what do you know about the Justice League International Initiative? He's like, no thanks.
Yeah. We've got Plastic Man.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm real good. Thank you. We got fire and ice.
I'm doing my, yeah, great.
Which characters I like.
Yeah.
I agree that this trailer was a lot better than the other ones. It reveals more about the kind of things that the script is going to be about, which sounds interesting and good. That being said, I don't trust it.
Why? Because you don't like Zack Snyder.
Because I don't like Zack Snyder.
Okay. Because of Watchmen.
Because of Watchmen.
Well, here's the thing. I think he has more... All right.
Round of applause.
Well, I think he has Christopher Nolan overseeing.
Yeah, but
and his production company, which means he has more of a strong hand. He's not just
Does Christopher Nolan is like producing it too?
He's producing, and his production company is producing. So that means it's more. I think it's going to be more shaped by his way.
I'll tell you what, I know this is not much praise, but even if it does not quite work as a movie, he has created some iconic images for Superman, I think.
Yeah,
sure.
Just things that are gorgeous and exciting.
But
to
that's
watch.
The thing. That's why I don't really think he's. Great, because I think he's better at images than he is at stories, and I feel like
you know what, movies are just moving images, Jordan.
Yeah, nope. They have to move. They can't just be like, oh, remember when that image happened? Like, you have to have a story happen.
You're right.
That.
I don't think so. No? I look at animated GIFs on Tumblr, and I'm like, that was a good movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Punisher's War Tumblr.
I watched 75 movies today.
Yeah, Punisher's War Tumblr is basically like, I'm going to kill Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
All right. Last thing to talk about. This was announced just right before the show, I believe.
Ooh, fresh.
But
breaking news.
Lee Pace from Pushing Daisies is going to be the villain in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay.
It hasn't been specified what he is. There's been a lot of rumors in the past couple of days that the Collector is going to actually be the villain in the movies. What do you guys think about all that news? You're excited to see Lee Pace in the role?
Collector.
And what do you think about the Collector as a villain?
I like the Collector as a villain. I've never watched Pushing Daisies, so I don't know who this dude is.
Pushing Daisies is the most awesome thing ever. It's great. Wow.
The most awesome thing.
Did you see The Hobbit?
The audience member who swooned at your Selkie reference is agreeing with you.
There you go.
The rest of the audience remains nonplussed.
I just want to mention this audience member is our audience member of the day. As we do every week.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What's your name? Carolyn is our audience member of the week.
Wow, what a that's we should do that.
Wow, you opted. It was day, now you just said week.
Of the month.
Whoa.
Sorry,
really undercutting Boothman's title.
If you're coming for the next 3 weeks, I'm sorry you've lost out on
Great way to encourage audience.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't come to our next show.
You're an asshole.
Please come to our next show.
I like the Collector as a villain. It makes sense, especially that we're going to see Yondu. We're going to see maybe a lot of other alien races that the Collector would be involved.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Smart.
Because we were talking about last week how Michael Rooker is playing Yondu. He's from an alternate reality. He's a future Guardian of the Galaxy. If the Collector has a bunch of people from different timelines and different places in his...
Collection.
Yeah, there you go.
You made it up like you were raising tension there in his collection.
Hopefully he's bagging and boarding.
That'd be kind of cool. I like that idea.
Yeah. Big win. We're all on board. Jordan.
There you go. Did you see The Hobbit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I took five naps during The Hobbit.
Excellent. Lee Pace is one of the elves.
Oh, cool.
Oh, was he? Oh.
Yeah, what do you think?
Lee Pace is great, and I love James Gunn. So I'm really, really excited for
Do you think this will pair well with the recently announced Daredevil TV show?
Yeah, they're synced up.
See, nice. Now that's confirmation.
The Collector is going to become Daredevil's boss at Murdoch and Nelson.
What do you think?
That's the thing. I just want to mention, and I know Pete has a reaction to this. But now that the Daredevil rights are freed up, Marvel has all the rights they need to make a Foggy Nelson movie.
Oh, shit.
It's true.
You know what a great villain for that would be? This is a little, maybe you can speak to this. This villain, Nadraj, I don't know if you, remember his origin?
Not familiar.
You're not familiar with this work? I'll send you an issue. Yeah, you can read it aloud.
Oh, I'd love to see the entire comic.
He reads stuff aloud. That's how he edits things.
That's how I do it, yeah.
And that's it for the week again. All right, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to throw over to Pete LePage.
All right. Guys, this is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. We really appreciate it. It means a lot to us. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Because, I mean, let's face it, we spend the money in comics anyway. Who would like $25 free? So, yes. Yes, come on up. Audience member of the week / month. What is your name again?
My name's Carolyn.
Carolyn, audience Carolyn.
Jeez, might as well just give it to her. She's already won.
Yeah, I know, right? So that's going to be your gift card that you'll be winning momentarily. Momentarily.
Book of Mormon-tarily.
So how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, get all three questions right, and then you win. It's that simple. What did you volunteer for? I don't even know. Just make sure you listen to all three possible answers before you guess. The trivia is on This Week in Comics. Thank you, Boothman. Here we go. Question number one. In Thunderbolts number 8, which was awesome, who gets shot in the head? Is it A, Deadpool? Pick that one. Or is it B, Red Hulk? Or is it C, Lincoln? Too soon? Nobody? Okay. Is it A, Deadpool, or B, Red Hulk?
A, Deadpool.
Deadpool is correct.
Nice job.
Okay, question number two. In Venom number 34, we had a lot of fighting in this issue, which was fantastic. We had Venom versus who? Is it A, Carnage, B, Toxin, or C, Carter? So it's either A, Carnage, don't pick A, or it's B, Toxin.
B, Toxin.
B is correct. Nice. Oh, my God, you're
nailing
on fire.
It. Really nailing it.
Here we go. And last one, here we go. Daredevil number 25, we have a reveal of a new amazing villain. Is it A, and I can't pronounce this nearly correctly, is it A, Ikari, B, Koryoshi? Or is it C, Nixon? So it's either A, which is correct answer, or B, which is incorrect.
A
is correct. Nice. $25 free. Congratulations.
Pete, did you say that villain was iCarly?
iCarly, yeah.
Unbelievable. Pete, you know you write the questions, right?
Nope, I don't.
So you could actually choose something that you can pronounce if you want.
I could.
But no, he's just dedicated. Also, Pete learned about presidents this week.
Yeah,
clearly.
I was doing in honor of Jordan D. White. I was because Deadpool had that funny run with all the dead presidents.
Oh, right, right.
I also did a dead presidents
run.
Can I just mention, if you're looking for a pull quote for the cover of the Deadpool collection,
right.
Pete LePage says, "What a funny run."
Very good. Very
so
good.
Feel free to use that.
Funny,
guys,
funny run.
As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to BPRD Vampire number 2.
Oh, interesting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why?
Any particular reason?
Gabriel Ba.
Fabio Moon.
Yeah, Fabio Moon team up. They're two amazing gentlemen. I'm big fans of their work. The first issue was solid.
First
issue
was cool.
Yeah. Can't wait to see where they're going with number 2.
There we go. Okay. Just.
I'm looking forward to going on a fun run tomorrow morning. A funny run.
Yeah.
Just to stay in funny shape. And I'm looking forward to East of West number 2, by a book by Jonathan Hickman by Image Comics. Great. First issue. It's sort of a Wild West sci-fi mashup. A lot going on. But it's I really like the sort of mashup of all the different things.
I'm looking forward to Jupiter's Legacy, which is the new title from Mark Millar and Frank Quitely is coming out.
Ooh.
Everything.
What a team up.
Yeah, I mean, they're great together. I'm hoping that Frank Quitely elevates Mark Millar even more, so we'll just have to see. Jordan, what are you looking forward to?
I'm probably going to get all of those. In addition, I would like to mention a book that I don't think gets enough attention. Fury number 11 comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Max book of Nick Fury and written by Garth Ennis.
Ooh, that guy's awesome.
Dark and it's so good. And this issue I read yesterday has on the last page one of the most horrifying, disturbing images.
It's him gaining a bunch of weight and opening a restaurant, right?
Yep. And it's really horrifying.
Yep.
I couldn't believe it.
The cuisine is terrible.
I'm sold. I can't wait to check this out.
It's a really good
plug
one.
Your stuff. What
you're
check
sold because it's terrifying?
Tomorrow, Deadpool number 8 comes out. Tomorrow also, Deadpool Killustrated number 4 comes out. The last issue of a series where Deadpool is killing the characters from classical literature. In that issue, who does he kill? I don't know. Everybody. It's great.
Moby Dick.
Well, he killed Moby Dick in issue 1.
He already killed Moby Dick, yeah.
It was pretty great. What else? Like I said, you can get this album I recorded at castandwax.bandcamp.com or search for Jordan D. White on Bandcamp. And you can follow me on Twitter.
Nice, dude.
Crackshot with a 0 for an O because I like to be awkward and not make it easy for people to follow me on Twitter.
I know. You make one decision.
Crackshot.
You know you could change it, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I've thought about changing it to Jordan D. White, but somebody already got Jordan D. White.
What?
And they've never tweeted and they have never done anything, and I'm real upset about it.
Oh, that was IP.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So you
bastards.
What's
the Crackshot reference?
Crackshot was the name of the superhero that I was when I was a kid.
Nothing.
What?
That's adorable.
When I would play superheroes
what
as
was
a child.
The, what were Crackshot's powers?
Well, first of all, obviously he was super smart.
Whoa. Lay off. We weren't known as a tech. It sounds a lot like Crackpot, which is a crazy person.
That's not true. So also, he had like whip things that came out of his hand. Kind of like Backlash, but I totally made it up before Backlash. So get out of here. Backlash.
He had web things that came out of his hands?
Not webs. Like
Spider-Man, I think.
Well, yeah, like tentacles, kind of, except they were metal.
Oh, like Dr. Octopus Spider-Man.
Well,
you see?
Like if you combined
it
Dr.
All came...
Octopus and Spider-Man into one character.
I'll tell you what. I'm on board. I'm on
by
board.
That's
a shitty idea.
That sounds great. Guys, a couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, Brandon Dannenhofer, Tamar Dar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, Patty Tanicella, and Riley Trahan. Pete, anything you want to plug?
Yes. Friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all the amazing guests we have on the show. And check out the Big City Dare to Draw.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com and nerdist.com for the podcast and more. And before we go, we mentioned that Jordan D. White is releasing an album. And now... he is going to play some songs for you guys.
Yeah.
Break out the
and youth. Jordan, I could be wrong, but this is your first performance in public. Is that right?
My second, but
ooh,
but
what
still, this is a,
what other comic book podcast did you do?
I was never on a comic book podcast before. I was on a it wasn't for a very big crowd, so this is probably the biggest crowd I've ever performed to.
Yeah.
Let's fucking embarrass him.
don't laugh at that too hard, you asshole.
And we didn't do a sound check, so I'm hoping.
Yeah,
this will
we
work.
Did 45 minutes of one earlier, so.
Now, I'm not going to do brushing.
What are you doing for us?
Well, I was going to do a song. I mentioned that I did, on the album, I did one song for every month, and that's true, and I was actually very lucky because there's no restriction for how long a Billboard song can be number one on the Billboard charts. So there was only one month in the entire year of 1979 that I had no choice what song. There was only one number one hit, so I had to do it. So
Alex hates your music.
That's fine. That's fine.
Well, I left, then Pete left, now Alex is leaving.
But I was thankful because it was a song that I liked to begin with.
So awesome.
I'm going to do that one.
Woo!
Okay, I'm going to give it a go. My pretty one, when you're gonna give me some time, Sharona, ooh, you make my motor run, gotta come in off of the line, Sharona, never gonna stop, give it up, such a dirty man, I always get it up, for the touch of the younger kind, my, woo, woo, my, Sharona, come a little closer, huh, will you, huh, come a little look in my eyes, Sharona, keeping it a mystery, it gets to me, running on the length of my thigh, Sharona, never gonna stop, give it up, such a dirty man, I always get it up, Sharona, hey! pretty mysterious, eh?
What's happening?
Too late. I already have.
Page Turner.
I'm totally lost. I have no idea what I'm
no,
doing.
No, we're right with you. Yeah.
Got it. When you're gonna give to me, a gift to me, is it just a game in my mind, Sharona? Is it the destiny, or is it just a game in my mind, Sharona? Never gonna stop, give it up. Such a dirty mind, I always get it up. Feel the touch of the younger guy, Sharona.
Shredding on that uke.
2 minute song and turn it into three. Woo.
That's right. You gonna do one more?
I don't think I should because I sucked balls so
Shut
hard.
Shut up. Do one more, Jordan.
One
Come
more
on.
Song.
Come on, that guy's gonna burn out his lighter.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even see that. All right, I'll try to do one more. I'll do one more and I'll fail miserably.
No.
Come on, man.
All right.
You're a winner to us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the spirit.
You know what?
Jordan D. White, guest of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Let's give an award to everyone here.
Okay. Cool. Booth man of the month.
All right,
yeah, Jordan's the booth man of the month.
Wait, what? This one is a song that I wrote about my boss, not at Marvel, like many years ago.
And yeah,
no,
sure.
Not at Marvel.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
By the way, his boss is Nick Lowe, editor of the X-Men comics. This is about him.
No. Yeah.
No. Is this your boss at Daredevil, the TV show?
Yeah, of course. This song Jeff is Lowe. Called I Am Not a Psycho Killer. It's a little vulgar. I hope that's okay.
We love it.
If I were a psycho killer, which I am not, I'd punch you in your condescending face. Make you beg for life at the tip of my carving knife and drag you by your hair all over the place. Make you weep with pain as I lick off your tears. Then I'd slit every inch of your throat between your ears and I'd dump you in a drainage ditch to rot. If I were a psycho killer, which I am not. If I were a psycho killer, which I am not, I'd use leather straps to tie you to my bed. Inject gasoline directly in your bloodstream and watch you writhe in agony till you're dead. Then I'd light you on fire and let you burn till you're charred. Smash your bones into bits and bury you in the yard. And the best part is I never would be caught. If I were a psycho killer, which I am not.
Yeah.
Just be glad I'm not a sociopath. If I were, I'd probably smash your little skull and scream of righteous vengeance as you felt my wrath. So thank God all this is just hypothetical. For example, if I were a psycho killer, which I am not, I'd keep you naked in my basement all alone. Keep you gagged and bound and beat you if you made any sound and kill you once I'd tired of your moans. I'd stick a knife in your gut, causing a hole to form, then make love to the wound while it was nice and warm, cause that kind of thing would really make me hot. If I were a psycho killer,
so glad we got that song.
Well, now Pete has an anthem, I guess.
I can't believe we almost didn't get that song.
That was close.
Thank Jordan you. D. White, everybody.
Yeah. Get his
Booth
album
Man.
On Boothman.
And thank you, you guys. We're here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at Fontana's in New York. Totally free. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Thank you, guys. Good night.